Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Terry Kasem is with us. And before we get to our guests, we have Jimmy in Fontana. Wants to say hello. Jimmy, how are you, sir?
What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
I've been listening to the show like the last few nights and the news about Nick Hogan.
The guy without
the use of his arms and legs, that guy wasn't even wearing his seatbelt.
Uh-oh. Well, that's bad vibes.
You know, he went to Iraq and fought in combat, but he couldn't come back and he wore his seatbelt.
Yeah, that's true. He should have worn his seatbelt. But still,
cool. You
have to agree with this, Jimmy. I know that you think I'm like bitching about this too much, and you might have a point. But this country is very forgiving. If that family just came out and said, this is a tragedy for this kid, John, we all would have gotten over it.
Right.
Yeah, he's just hiding. Hulk's hiding behind Jesus, you know?
Yeah. I do that occasionally, so I know that vibe.
Buddha's right, easier to hide behind.
Appreciate the show. Hey, how about that Gina Grad?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some kind of prize?
Yeah.
All right, hold on one second. Here's Kerry Kasem to tell you what you won.
You've got a pair of tickets to see Chivas USA.
Chivas USA. It's soccer.
I get it. All right. They're going to battle the Salt Lake, Real Salt Lake at the Home Depot Center this Saturday. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. He just threw this at me, so I'm reading it to you. I have no idea what I just read. But I guess you're going to see some Major League Soccer action, my friend.
There you go.
Oh.
Good luck with that.
Oh, there you go.
All right, folks. This man has been on with us before. And I personally credit him with saving the lives of thousands of children. And that in and of itself has to be something that the guy could, you know, go out and murder 10 people tonight and say, well, at least I helped society before I murdered these people.
That's right.
Dr. Sophie is with us. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, Dr. Sophie's been on CNN. He's been on ABC. He's been on Fox. What other shows you been on?
Been all over the place. I was just on the Today Show last week.
The Today Show.
Those drinking mothers.
Oh, man.
Drinking mothers?
Yeah.
The increasing rate of DUIs in moms with their kids in the car.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
With the kids. Is that a special punishment?
It is. Or the drinking?
No, both. But, I mean, if you get caught drinking with the kid in the car, you're going away?
No, it's the same thing. But if it's a repeat, yeah.
But your kids could be taken away from you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I went to talk to them about it.
Now, what happened? Let's say... and this doesn't happen because I don't, you know, drink and drive with that kid in the car.
No.
But man, as soon as she gets out of the car.
Of course.
But let's say the kid is in the car and, you know, you do something stupid. Like you're in the driveway and you go, oh, I got to move my car around. Right. And so you back the car to the driveway with the kid in the car and then you pull the other car in or whatever. And a cop sees you do that and says, you know, your lights weren't on when you did that. And you go, hey, you got the alcohol in your breath. And they nail you for a DUI with the kid in the car.
Right.
Does Child Protective Services come out every time?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. That's what I needed to know.
Yeah.
And but the second time, they're going to come and visit you.
Yeah, but the police may call it in and we don't have to come out. They just make a record and say, you know, we saw these people. Should we go? Do you want to go out? And we say, well, let's look at their history. We look them up. We don't hear anything. We don't see anything about you in the past. Sometimes it's something that will, you know, the police will just give you a warning.
Basically. This is so weird. This last weekend, actually 2 weekends ago, my friend took in two kids. I don't know this person.
Two foster kids?
Two kids from somebody who lost her license. Mm-hmm. She'd been drinking before and she'd had a couple DUIs. Her kids were in the car and they took her kids away from her.
Right.
And my friend took them in.
Yeah, this thing on the Today Show was interesting because it was a week-long series and it really taught women a lot of the issues that they probably don't even know anything about that. You know, like the 11 o'clock cocktail is not gone by 3 o'clock for carpool. Women lack an enzyme. No, not all the time. Women lack an enzyme in their stomach that breaks down alcohol. So oftentimes it lingers longer.
So maybe you should shoot it.
Good to be a dude.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Here's what I'd like for you to keep practicing.
What?
On a daily basis.
Yes.
When you get a piece of paper in front of your desk, there you go. Oh, no, I do his talk show. I'm not going to go out and bother him about his kids.
I do that already.
I'd like for you to keep practicing that.
I do.
When that paper shows up on your desk, like,
Tim, who?
I can't bother that dude. No. All right, Dr. Sophie's with us. He is a psychiatrist, and he helps families understand how to get along better with kids. Because raising kids, unless you've done it, is a whole new ballgame. That's why whenever we get calls from like a guy that says, Well, you know, here's how I would raise my kids. I would have them to bed at 7. I'd have them eating the best stuff. I'd never let them watch TV. I'd only do this. And then you say, hey, do you have kids? He says, no. And you go, right. F you. Right. If you don't have kids, don't call us. Because you have no idea how much goes in to having kids nowadays.
I mean, the things that it turns up inside of you and stirs up is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The guilt, you know, the shame,
guilt, rage,
the anger, the love.
Right.
You never
right.
know true love or true fear until you have children.
That's absolutely. Why I will never have a child. I worry enough about
really?
My cat.
Really?
Who's the love of my life. My little man in a furry cat suit. I worry when he crosses the street because he's indoor, outdoor. I worry when he crosses the street. I worry that maybe I'm going to come home and I'm going to see him flattened, or his back legs have like been taken out and he's dragged himself across. This the thoughts that I worry about my cat so much. I couldn't think of bringing a life into this world. It would destroy me.
Yeah.
I would ruin my life because I'd worry so much. And I've never had a maternal instinct, but I don't want to worry for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I don't.
Man. Then I think you're making the right choice.
Thanks,
yeah.
Tim.
If you have no maternal instinct,
that's
I think
that's a good start.
You're on the right track.
I think if more people thought like me, there'd be a lot less abuse and neglect.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
If
you're
people thought about it before they did it.
Yeah. Right. But they don't.
Absolutely.
No, but they don't. I will tell you one thing, because we have cats and I've had dogs in the past. And I was the same way as you. You know, I worried when I drive home, I see a lump in the middle of the road. I go, oh, is that my cat?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to approach it slowly.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, oh, thank God it's a neighbor's cat.
Right.
But once you do have a kid, all the pets become secondary.
Yeah,
you're right. Like, no, I would agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That indoor outdoor cat would become an outdoor cat immediately.
Yeah, it's the food chain.
You can have cats and children together. You just don't get near the litter, and you have the husband change the litter. Yeah.
Yeah, but
or the wife.
It's tough to have both.
Well, the wife usually is like taking care of the kid and breastfeeding and all that stuff. And until men can breastfeed, the man changes the litter.
All right. Dr. Sophie is with us. If you have a question, maybe you're having a problem with that 5-year-old, that 8-year-old, that 15-year-old.
Or that 50-year-old.
Or the 50-year-old. Yeah, maybe it's a kid having problems with the parents.
Right.
And you want answers to your questions. Dr. Sophie is a very expensive psychiatrist, and he's going to give you information for free tonight. This guy would be a couple grand if you want to nail him for a couple of sessions and try and talk about your effed up family.
Right.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Great advice from a great doctor on how to handle kids nowadays. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I drove up recently to Oregon with my kid and my wife. And when I was a child, when I was my kid's age, I was 2.5 or 3 years old, and we talked about this on the show before, my parents would just throw me in the car, no seatbelts, no restraining seats, no helmets, nothing. You get in the car and you go up to Mammoth or, you know, Palm Springs, wherever you're going to go for the weekend.
Right.
And now you have to have the kid, my daughter, who's 2.5 years old, had to be in a child seat and restrained in a five-point harness.
Right.
For 16 hours.
Yeah.
That's got to drive kids crazy.
Right.
I mean, are there any studies yet of the effect of leashes on kids and car seats on kids? And is that having like a negative impact on kids?
Well, you know, there's all these crazy rules that are out there that you have to, you know, abide by. You know, a certain weight, certain age, have to be in car seats. You know, they can have the bottom of the car seat at a certain age. So you have to abide by the rules. You have no choice. I was pulled over with my own child about a year and a half ago.
Is that right? What were you doing?
His car seat was sliding, and he wasn't sitting up straight enough, and the police pulled me over to show me how to do it better and put a rubber mat underneath it.
So you didn't get a ticket?
No.
That's good.
Right. Wow.
But they're very serious rules. You got to follow them. So that's why it's important if you're on a trip like that, you got to get your child out and, you know, move them around. And,
oh, every 2 hours we stop and she runs around.
How are we alive today?
But we did make it.
We did make it. Most of us made it. Some of us died horrible accidents on the way to Vegas, but most of us survived.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the reasons why in my job with the child welfare system, we really try to keep a family together, because once we take them apart, there's so many rules. It's very difficult to put a family back together.
Right.
Is that right? How often do families stay apart once you separate the kids from the family?
Well, we have about 30,000 foster children. Some are in home still and some are out of home.
Jesus Christ.
And so the ones that are out of home, you know, we try to reunify within the shortest amount of time that we can, but oftentimes we can't.
Have you ever thought about, like, seriously, guys, and I know this is going to sound maybe a little like communist, maybe a little totalitarianist, maybe a little like Red China, but
kill the kids?
No, having a license to have
a child to
actually pass a test, sure, to know that you have to have some certain kind of income, but you have to have a license to breed.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I mean, that's my whole mantra about parents. I mean, you can't be a parent until you're a whole person.
Right.
And you should be able to have to go through a certain process to find out if you're that whole person.
Sure.
Right. Because not whole, you're a-hole, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that your slogan?
Absolutely.
Is that a sign on your office?
Yep.
But I also think that, you know, getting back to this kids in the car, you can't smoke with the kids in the car. You know, you can't smoke cigarette with the kids in the car.
No.
But. If the kid can smoke.
Yeah, and blow it in your face.
The kid, like a 12-year-old kid.
Wait, what's the age? Is it under 8?
You can't buy cigarettes unless you're 18,
right,
but you can smoke at 12, can't you?
Well, that's if a parent lets them.
Yeah. So the kid can smoke in the car, but the parent can't.
Right.
Oh, okay, I thought it was just kids under like 12 or 13. It's up to 18?
I don't know what the law is, but I know that you have kids in that car. You can't light up a cigarette or anything.
It went to a certain age.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke is, you know, that's one of the reasons we have to get involved sometimes if parents are really putting their kids at risk like that.
Well, yeah, secondhand smoke is deadly. That's why I smoke, and that's why Tim smokes.
Thank you very
much. Right, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I don't smoke.
Secondhand smoke, I don't know. I haven't read enough
studies. You will after you're done with him.
I know.
All right, Dr. Sophie is with us. You know what they should do with all those foster kids? Rent out the Staples Center.
We do.
You know, put them all up there and have like one really good mom and one really good dad at center court.
Perfect
teaching all these
idea.
Kids how to right. operate.
Perfect right. idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you and some chick at center court.
It sounds
yelling at all
to
these
me.
Kids.
It sounds polygamy to me.
That's a great idea. All right. Now, you're anti-polygamous. Is that right?
No. Not. I mean, who are we to tell people how to live as long as their kids are safe?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
how
I think, too. But, you know, forcing kids to marry at young ages and forcing kids to do things that shouldn't.
Right. They have to be safe.
Yeah. But don't you think that a guy is psychologically disturbed if he wants more than one wife at a time? I mean, aren't there a lot of hassles and a lot of problems that come along with multiple wives?
But if a woman wants it, like that Tom Green, I think that's his name.
Right.
Yeah.
The comedian?
He's actually some polygamist thing in Utah.
Yeah.
And he has like 30 wives, and they've all gone all over TV saying, I am here because I want to be.
Right.
All of them.
Well, God bless them.
So, whatever.
All right. Let's talk to Philip here in Los Angeles. You're on with Dr. Sophie. How are you, dude?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question for Dr. Sophie.
Yes. All right. How old are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm 17.
17, okay.
Yeah, so I live with my mom and just my mom alone. And every time I come home, I always get nagged at. And, like, every time I try talking to her and, like, make her see, like, my point of view, she never understands. She always puts me down and it makes me, like, not want to be home.
Right.
So what I do is... I wake up in the morning, and I don't come home until night. I sleep, and I wake up in the morning and do the same routine over and over again, so I don't have to be home. And my question was, how can I make my relationship with me and my mom better?
Well, are you in high school?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing in school? Good?
I'm doing decent in school.
Okay, do you work?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I think that, does she know you feel this way?
Yeah, I told her many times, but she doesn't listen to what I say. She just cares about what she says, and like...
Well, first of all, a lot of what goes on is this is the kind of stuff that should go on. It's kind of within the normal expected range. But I think you need to tell her how you feel, and then you should see. Does she have health insurance?
Yes.
Then you should go and see if you can get some help. Go get a therapist and see if you can talk to her, and somebody builds that relationship for you.
Yeah, I tried asking her if we can go see a family therapist, but she doesn't believe in that.
Well, go yourself.
When do you turn 18?
In August 28th.
I'll ride it out, dude.
You can go yourself. You can go now. You can wait till then. But go yourself and start to build yourself.
There's also books, too, on communication.
Absolutely.
And how to talk to people and maybe give your mom something and say, hey, look, you know, this is how I feel. This is what you're doing. Read this. Maybe this will help.
Yeah. I mean, some of it is that you're growing up and she's afraid to let you go. And no matter what you do, she's going to keep, you know, trying to control you and whatever. And that's what moms do. But you got to be able to let her know that she can trust you. You're not going to mess up, and if you do, you can handle it. And, you know, if you don't know how to do that, go get somebody to talk to.
Hey, Philip, is your mom Catholic by chance?
No, we're Christian.
Oh, okay. No, you got a shot then. I would wait until you're 18 and just, you know, get out of the house.
If you want to build the relationship, you got to start doing it.
Okay.
And I would go get somebody to talk to.
It sounds like this guy is the more mature in the deuce.
Yeah, but mom, you don't know mom's side.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I,
honest- I,
I have a feeling I got mom's side, though.
Yeah.
I know mom's side.
Oh, if you guys met my mom, I think you guys would think I'm the more mature one. She's kind of immature.
Well, then maybe she's got some issues that you can't force her to deal with, but you can deal with your own.
Is she dating a lot of guys?
Yeah, she goes out a lot.
Yeah.
She's like 48, but she looks like she's like 24.
Jeez. Yeah. Good. And so, you know.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, so maybe emotionally she's about, what, 29?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Go get some help.
All right, Bubba. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. I'm always very suspicious over a 48-year-old who looks like he's 24. I always can eyeball those.
I've seen some really young-looking between 40 and 50-year-olds, but not 24.
Especially here in L.A.
Yeah, but I've seen some really young, like, that would blow you away. You can't believe that they're
really?
Near 50.
Yeah.
I met only a couple of them.
Yeah.
Without the surgeries.
Yeah. Oh, without?
Yeah.
I like the old line that guys still pull on women. I saw Doug Steckler do this in Las Vegas. There was a woman there who was about 35, and she was with her mom, who was about 60. Mm. And he walks up and he goes, "Are you two sisters?" And the older one's like, "Oh, thank you very much, Sonny."
Oh, man.
They still buy into that. All right, Dr. Sophie is with us. If you'd like to have some free help about how to manage those kids, it is nearly impossible to be the perfect father, but I guess you can be a decent one for quite some time, or a decent mother.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody is perfect. So stop with the guilt and the shame and all that stuff, and just just don't beat the hell out of your kid.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Sophie's with us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Carrie Kasem's also sitting in with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem is with us, also world-renowned psychiatrist, Dr. Sophie. And you can check him out on his website. The website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's drsophy.com, drsophy.com. If you're having problems with those kids of yours, look him up on the internet, spend some dough, go see him. And maybe he can rid you of your demons.
Can I ask you a question? I know we've got a ton of calls on hold, but I know that I've been to psychiatrist, psychologist my whole life, and I had a psychiatrist. I walk into his office, and that day it was like, okay, you have this. Use this. Didn't talk to me much. And it was paid a lot of money every hour, and he was a big guy in the business, and he was like, here, no, you need this. You have ADD. Take this Ritalin. It was never, let me hear this. I talked for him for about 20 minutes and then he just immediately prescribed. And I remember getting on that stuff and feeling so ill and so sick and saying, there's got to be another way. This is making me ill.
How old were you?
And this was, I was in my 20s, my early 20s. And it was awful. Yes, it did make me focus, but I felt like I'd rather die than be on this stuff. I was speedy. I was awful. And I changed my diet completely. Mm-hmm. And I did have ADD and I couldn't focus. And there were other things, but I changed my diet, really stayed off the sugar and the wheats. I was vegan, but I really did that. I got on vitamins and oil. And literally, my brain worked.
Sure.
Until Mercury's in retrograde.
Right, until Mercury's in retrograde, and then I had my yeast candida problem. Right. No, but...
Thank you for the privacy act. Yeah.
But seriously, I've noticed that, so many kids are being put on drugs immediately and doing the alternative first to see if that works.
Absolutely.
What do you say about that?
I meet a person, I have to know them and feel them. There's no way you can know a patient in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I get to know somebody, I give them every option from acupuncture to supplements to herbal stuff to then my meds. Or to other stuff, like, it's severity of things. Maybe if your ADHD isn't that bad, maybe a behavioralist in the house is all that that house needs to be able to teach everybody what's going on.
I see.
I'm really all about teaching parents, getting parents solid to be themselves and be ready to be parents, and then see what fallout is for their children.
Do you find that parents just want to go the easy way and say, okay, just give me the pills, instead of saying, look, you need to fix maybe the sugar, maybe you have a diet problem, or there's an allergy to wheat, or do they just say, no, that's too much, I can't
some
fix their diet?
Some don't have the patience or the tolerance, and they're like, Band-Aid my kid, they can't go back to school until they're on medicine.
Right.
And then I tell them that's the wrong school for your kid then. If a teacher is telling you that your kid can't come back until they're on medicine, we got to look at that school because that's not fair.
Wow.
We're committing your kid to something that we're not sure about.
Right.
Either we take our time and we go through this process because it's, would you want somebody to pump you full of chemicals? Right. That's my whole thing.
I'm glad you have that.
I'm the opposite. I want to see
you want chemicals.
When I go to a psychiatrist's office, I want just the prescription taped to his door, so I don't even have to go in.
Well, seriously, this is what the guy did.
Walked in, peeled it off the door, and prescribed it to him. Go to Vons.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Let's take some calls here. How about Tim on the 210 freeway? You're on with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Steven? All right. What's going on with you?
Hey, I recently was laid off from work, and I got one backstory. I got two little kids. I got a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they're really great kids, and they're really, really strong. And they're really good, just great kids, you know. And I got canned about 3 months ago, and since then I've been working like crazy. Like, you know, I leave my house at 6:30 in the morning. I'm on my way home right now, you know, from work, from another, you know, working 2-3 jobs.
Right, yeah.
Basically, the little backstory is we had the idealistic thing going on. My wife was a stay-at-home mom. We had the kids coming up. Everything was really great, and then I got canned. Well, my wife had to take on a job. She's working. I'm working. We have some problems with childcare. We really don't have anybody that can watch them, so we're kind of bouncing around, and things have changed a lot, you know, in my kids' life.
How old are your kids?
4 and 7.
4 and 7.
4 and 7. Good memory.
Now, right after I got laid off, we had a family sit down. I said, look, guys, you know, things are going to change. You know, there's going to be some change going on, and we're really going to try to keep it as smooth as possible and kind of try to keep things the same. And so far, it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that, you know, I've been very forthright with them, very open with them, explaining what's going on and, you know, kind of how it's working, you know. And I just want to make sure that I'm kind of doing the right thing as far as explaining to them. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to project my,
Right. So,
you know,
what is your question? I mean, whether you're doing the right thing?
Am I doing it right by explaining to them?
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me put you on hold here.
Yeah, you're a good dad. You really have to communicate to your kids. Just do it in language they'll understand. Don't overwhelm them. Give them a few statements and let them ask you questions. If they're not asking questions, that means they're okay. And just monitor their behavior, look at their sleep, and make sure everything kind of stays as stable as you can keep it. But you got to be honest with them and let them know change is coming. Because the more information you give them, age appropriately, the more control they have and the less acting out you'll get.
Do you want to do that when you want to tell the kids something like that in like a safe environment or in a fun environment, like at the infield at Santa Anita?
Exactly. Yeah. While they're sitting in their baby seat on the floor. No. You want to tell them around a dinner table or a family meeting. You can call a special meeting every now and then and just check in with them, especially on a day that you and your wife are together.
That's a good
with
idea.
Them and be able to say, you know, hey guys, how are things going? I know mom and I are around the house a lot. Are you okay? Anything you need? We're getting to a stable place. You know, just let me know how you're feeling. Just give them a safe place to show their emotions.
Excellent. John in Laguna Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Jimmy, how you doing?
All right, what's up with you? Thank you, dude.
Hey, real quickly, I've got a 22-year-old daughter. She's a gem. I'm a divorced dad. Great kid. I've been dating a gal for 3.5 years. She's got a son turning 12 in July, and in the last year and a half, I don't know what's gone on with this kid, but he turned into a real hellion. We're about to move in together. Is it just the boys versus the girls? This is totally new to me.
Now, a lot of it is just age-appropriate teenage rebellion. Plus, he doesn't want anybody near his mom. So I think, you know, do you have a relationship with him?
Yes, I do. I've coached his soccer teams over the last 3 years. We're pretty tight, but we got to the point where a lot of the stuff that was being done at home, the no-no-nos, was kind of carrying on to the field.
Yeah.
So this year I put him on a different team just to kind of take that edge off things.
Yeah, I would take him out a little bit alone, one-on-one on a Sunday, have a talk with him, let him know, let him give a place for him to tell you how he feels about you moving in on his mom. Because no matter how long you've been dating her, he's jealous and he's territorial.
Hey, when this guy's acting up, do you step to him?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, do you lay a hand on him?
No, never.
Okay, that's the problem.
No, don't hurt that boy.
You gotta let that kid know who's king, man.
Yeah, he knows that's the problem. Right.
Oh man.
All right, dude. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right, that's maybe time to get a new girlfriend. Yeah. You know, that's because that issue never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you can sweep that under the rug for about an hour, but, you know,
yeah,
the kid doesn't want anybody around his mom.
No, he loves her. He's protective. You got to work your way in slowly.
Just don't move in with her, man. Right. That's man, the best advice. Don't move in
with her.
Busted
up families trying to get together. It's not the Brady Bunch all the time.
No. It'll be better if you don't. I give him, like, what, a year or two, and he's out?
Yeah. They're better off not living together.
Is that right?
Yeah, wait until this kid is able to move out of the house. Yeah. Then they can have their life.
6 more years, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the rush? Yeah.
They're not going to have more kids.
Well, but it's a great excuse, though. I'd love to move in with you, but
I can't.
Your kid's an a-hole.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like when you're gay, up until recently, you go, man, I'd love to marry you,
but
Bob.
But I can't.
But it's illegal.
Now you got a baby.
Yeah.
Step up.
All right. Congratulations. We just settled that guy's life, man. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Dr. Sophie is with us. You can see him and check him out on the internet. Dr. Sophie, DrSophy.com, and he's been on CNN and the Today Show. He's all over the joint. And Kerry Kasem is with us as well. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Alright, welcome back everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. And tomorrow, don't forget that we're going to have Arsenio Hall on tomorrow, and he's bringing a special celebrity guest with him.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you who it is. Only because I don't know.
Right.
And Dr. Sophie is with us on the internet, drsophy.com. And this man will teach you how to raise those kids and enjoy raising kids again. You know, it should be the most enjoyable thing in your life. It shouldn't be the biggest hassle of your life.
Exactly.
Let's talk to John in Cyprus. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with you, dude?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. How are you?
Good, good. I actually just went through a pretty nasty divorce. I got two little boys, 8 and 5. And I got a problem with the mom. She really likes to, work the kids over on their ideas and really sway the kids towards her side, and really, just really work them as far
right.
as
she uses them to go between you two. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you have custody?
We have joint legal.
Okay,
I get every other weekend.
And do you get anything during the week?
Yeah, I get every other weekend. All right. Every other Wednesday. Sorry.
All right. So you're feeling insecure that she's trying to win them over?
They come and tell me things that they, you know, that she tells them. She tells them to be mean to me and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Oh,
but you
she
know
does?
What? That happens all the time. Listen, stay solid in your belief. Be honest with your kids. Spend good time with them. When they tell you this stuff from mom, just say, you know what? I don't feel the same way. But, you know, if you want to listen to your mom, that's fine. But, you know, don't ever discredit their mom. Just kind of stay neutral, because the proof will be in the pudding, and the more solid you are, that's who they're going to go to when the truth comes out.
Doctor,
is that right? Oh, that's great advice.
But is it true that my girlfriend, this was happening, her ex-husband was saying all these terrible things about the mother, like terrible things, and she went to court and they placed a gag order on him. Like, you cannot say anything. If the little girl comes over and says one more thing that you've said, then we're going to take your custody away. Can
absolutely.
He do that?
Yeah, you can always do that. You can always talk to your attorney to see. It all depends on the severity and the amount that she's saying. But you stay solid in yourself, and then, you know, try not to get angry and try not to react in front of your kids, because that's what she wants.
Now, also, Dr. Sophie, during the commercial break, told me something that's pretty disturbing. They said about once or twice a month, they have a child who has either had a heart attack or a stroke, and they discover that the child is sucking the cocaine residue off of the addict's fingers.
Yeah,
Jerry,
that's
please.
Not funny.
Jerry,
that's
Jesus
not funny.
Christ.
Parents don't understand that. Yes, they do their recreational stuff, but they have children. Keep them safe.
Yeah, but I mean, but that is something that the parents are going to go to jail for.
Well, they could potentially, sure.
Oh,
are these people coming from, like, low income?
Not
are they? Is it what? Yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily. It's just, I don't think parents really think of those kinds of things. Wash your hands. Do things that are safe for your children. Remember, there are children in your home. So if you're going to, you know, entertain those kinds of activities, you really have to be, you know.
Wash your hands after Coke, please.
Right, but who's listening to this? That's what I'm saying. Is it people that are going to be listening to talk radio? People that are going to be listening to, you know, people that have statistics about about kids dying every, you know, twice. Is it, or
well,
is it
maybe
just people
somebody
who really
is listening right now who just, does who has
yeah,
coke on their fingers?
I hear you. It's across the board. It's across the board. It's not really any socioeconomic, you know, group of people.
But you're right. It should be a music on a music station. Should be a PSA.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
If you're going to do coke, for God's sakes, please wash your hands.
Yes, please.
Yeah. That should be the PSA.
Absolutely.
It's not finger-licking good for your kids.
Exactly. And if you're going to co-sleep with your children, there are ways to do it and ways not to do it.
All right. And what is a way not to do it?
You don't want to make you want to make sure that there's no pillows in the ways of your child. You want to make sure the space between your headboard and your mattresses is appropriate. You want to make sure there's no spaces on the side of the bed and the wall, because kids are small, their bodies roll around and they get stuck in places.
But you know, like other animals, you know, you ever see, you know, they have a litter and then the mom just like plops down on the litter of dogs and the dogs are fine.
Right.
Why can't we plop down on our babies and keep them warm? Why do they suffocate?
Because we're heavier. And
but, because, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What's up, man?
Because we're not
because we're not animals.
All right. Andrew in Rancho Cucamonga. Andrew, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. I have actually two questions for you, and they run along the same lines. I have a five-year-old daughter. Love her to death. And I've had her by myself since she was day two. So,
what happened to mom?
That's kind of a different show.
Oh, right.
In other words,
are you going to tell us on the John and Jeff show?
Well, no. Her attitude is, I don't want anything to do with it.
All right.
So, but my question is, I see the parents, you know, threaten the children, play mind games with them in the store. Hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to leave you here if you don't come. I'm bye. See you. And then giving the child a sense of abandonment that could happen if they don't act right. And then the other part is, those same type of parents, they leash their kids or harness them like pets, like animals. And I'd like to get your view on that.
That's actually a good question. What's your opinion on leashing kids?
I think if you have to do that, there's really a problem. I think you should be able to parent your child and give them the appropriate direction. There's nothing wrong with telling your child in the car, we're going into this store. When I tell you it's time to go, it's time to go. Know your child. If your child needs some prompting, 10 more minutes, we're going, 5 more minutes, we're going, 2 more minutes, we're going. Know your child. People that are doing that are oftentimes not feeling they can control their child in any other way, and there are more appropriate ways to connect and know your kid.
I find that people that do that to their children, that leash them, even though I think it's funny and great, like there's some great harnesses, but no, I find that people that do that have a really hard time with communication.
Yeah.
They can't communicate, let alone with their kids, with their husbands, or with anybody else. They have these awful communication problems.
I mean, what a message you're sending your kid. I can't control you other than with something physical.
Right.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you're going to have, the next thing is a pooper scooper.
Well, and then what do you do when the harness doesn't fit and they're 12? Then they have a harness on you.
Now, what happened, like, let's say, because I do this on occasion, you know, at Target or whatever, and if my daughter's not coming, I said, I'm going to the car. If you're coming, great. If not, you can stay here in Target. That's not a good deal?
Well, no, but I want to know what preceded that. I want to know, did you tell her appropriately, we're leaving, 5 more minutes, we're leaving. You prompt your child.
Yeah.
Knowing your child and knowing that you might have had this issue before, set it up better.
Oh, how do you set it up better?
In the car, give the talk. On the way in, give a talk. Give a warning in the store. We're going to go over here in 5 more minutes. We're going to go. When Daddy says it's time to go, it's time to go.
Actually, you know, that works, because I took my daughter to the Santa Monica Pier last weekend. And we were just going to go down there and ride bikes and not go on the pier. But you can't show a 2.5-year-old a carnival and not take her to the carnival.
Right.
So we put the bikes back in the car. And I said, okay, Sophie, I'm going to take you on the Ferris wheel once. But we're going to go on the Ferris wheel once. And then we're going to get in the car and we're going to go home. And I said, is that a deal? And she said, yeah. She said, that's a good deal. And I shook her hand on it. And I said, you know, if we're going to shake on this, you know, that's the deal.
Yeah. Right.
And she did it. She went on the Ferris wheel. She got the stroller and we left.
Because you give her control over her life. She knows what to expect. And that expectation is set. It's control. She doesn't get anxious. She can count on you. She can trust you. And it's a great relationship builder.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Sophie, everybody learns something from you every time you're on.
Thank you. We should have you
on more often.
Yeah.
You're the best. DrSophie.com. DrSophy.com. And if you have a question for him, or if you want to call him, he's available. He's in the private practice. Perhaps your insurance covers it. Or not, just throw some money at it. I mean, Christ almighty, this guy's got to make him some money. All right, thanks for coming in,
Doc. Thank you.
Carrie Kasem, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you, Tim, for having me. Next Tuesday, my friend.
Tuesday after next. All right. You seem very happy about it. All right.
I'd love to be here every Tuesday.
All right. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.